You ever wonder what God would say to you?
What do you want me to say to you?
Hey, wait, what? Who are you? What are you doing interrupting my sermon?
I'm God. I thought sermons were supposed to be about me and serving me.
Yeah, but I didn't expect you to come out and speak. Are you there?
Of course.
Now, I have to confess that I'm having a hard time taking your voice seriously because you sound a whole lot like Petra the Pig. And I'm sure that Petra the Pig isn't God.
I am revealed in many ways, beyond human expectation, even in a rude little pig.
Well, Lord, this sounds a bit funny, but since you've got you on the line, sometimes when I think of some of the things I've done, I feel like I'm not good enough for you. What I want to know is what can I do to make me feel okay? I mean, about you and me.
What do you think that you should give me?
Hey, I'm in church almost every Sunday. I pay my pledge.
Thank you.
Is that enough? Will that make me right with you?
No.
I'm a minister. I've tried to dedicate my life to your service. Surely that should count for something.
Little one, sometimes my will is done even through you. But I care less for your ministry than I do for you.
You care less for my ministry than you do for me. I don't understand.
I know.
If you don't care that much for my ministry, what can I do? I can double my pledge. I can sign up my car. Will that be enough?
No.
Lord, I don't have much else. All I've got is my family, and you don't want them. I mean, like Abraham and Isaac.
Little one, don't be stupid.
What do you want from me?
Did you hear the scripture lesson for this morning?
Yeah.
My prophet Micah said, I don't want all of your wealth and possessions. I don't want your firstborn. All of those things won't make you right with me. I have already shown you, my child, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? Simply to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
That's all?
All? Little one, I don't want the things you have as much as I want you day by day. What more can I ask?
Well, your life is all said and done. When people look back, I have firmly believed that people remember little deeds of kindness far more than those great and wonderful things. We have this idea that to be a good and faithful Christian, that we have to do things like go off to New Guinea and be a missionary, or give enough money to build a hospital. If I don't do that, my faith isn't as good as someone who does. But against that thinking, it's this marvelous scripture from the prophet Isaiah. When Isaiah spoke, there was this strain of show running through the nation of Israel. People would try to be competitive with their faith, outdo one another with what they would sacrifice. And people would sacrifice dozens or even hundreds of animals to the Lord. And as those burnt offerings would go up, the poor would press their faces against the grates of the temple, begging for a scrap of that food that they could never have. Now, of course, that was way back then. No one would ever do anything like that now, would they? Yeah. There's a church in Wichita that built a multi-million-dollar facility. And out front, they built this big cross. And I don't remember exactly how much the cross cost, but it cost well over $100,000. Now, there was a time that they would give you a cross for free, but they spent well over $100,000 on that cross. And they put a sign on their door. And I have not one, but two friends who I consider reliable who say, I saw that sign with my own eyes. That sign said, we don't help street people from the street. Go somewhere else. You ever wonder what Micah would say about that? I'm pretty sure I know. To do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God, his life day by day. This is what Micah says faith is about. In the long run, those small day by day things mean far more than those huge and so-called wonderful things. To do justice. I think one of the basic things about justice is being honest. Don't take what isn't ours. Don't say what isn't true. And I think another aspect of justice is seeking justice for others. We tend to want justice for ourselves, for our family, for people like us. And we don't define justice as getting punishment we deserve. We define justice as getting our fair share. We want it for us, people like us. But I think real justice is seeking those outside. There are people who are poor, who are exploited, who are different. And I think real justice is seeking fairness for them as well as people like us. In other words, authentic religion isn't just me and my God. Authentic religion, authentic worship means seeking for those who are different than us. To love kindness. Remember old Art Grubb? Art actually didn't have a good reputation around the neighborhood. He was the last farmer in the neighborhood, in the township, to still use workhorses. And I remember him using his workhorses, but he had a reputation of being cruel to his horses. Years after he died, I went into his barn and the old bridles were still there. And he had X-bits and wire bits. Cruel. They're not even legal now. Art's wife left him because he said he beat her. He probably did. But I remember a Halloween. We were trick-or-treating the neighborhood, and oftentimes people didn't go to Art's house because he didn't have a good reputation. But that night, we did. Art was surprised that we had come to his house because kids didn't. And all he had was one donut. And since I was the smallest, he gave that donut to me. Knowing Art, that was probably going to be his breakfast, but he gave it to me. And when I go back to Michigan, I go through the Cherry Grove Cemetery and just wander around. Stop by my parents' graves and other friends and relatives. I don't seek out Art's grave, but I often pass by it. And when I pass by his grave, I don't forget that he was cruel to animals. I don't forget his reputation, but I always remember a donut almost 60 years ago. Kindness is an act which touches another person. Kindness is something that we don't do for ourselves, but for others. And there's a sense with the word kindness that almost by definition, it's not a big thing. It's just a little act that touches someone else's life for the better. Leo Biscaglia said, "We underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the power to turn a life around." The Talmud is a Jewish explanation of the law. It says, deeds of kindness are equal in weight to all the commandments. Frederick Faber said, kindness has converted more sinners than any zeal, eloquence, or learning ever has. God has shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. That was my father's favorite verse. My oldest sister, Mickey, is actually named Micah Lee, Micah after the prophet. When my father died, we had this verse printed on his funeral folder because it described him. He wasn't one to flaunt his faith. He wasn't one to kind of put up statues to. He didn't beat you over the head with a Bible the way his brother did. He was simply one that lived his faith day by day and did little deeds of kindness. It all blends together. kind to all. It's not a huge thing, so we can get all puffed up about it. It's just the right thing. Or as Fred Rogers says, there are three things that are necessary for success in life. Number one, be kind. Number two, be kind. Number three, be kind. Not going to make any made-for-TV movies about kindness, because there's not much entertainment value. It's a small thing. But a small thing upon a small thing, a small thing can equal a life. Rabbi Shapiro says, don't be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justly now. Love kindness now. Walk humbly with God now. You're not obligated to complete your work, but neither are you free to obey. That sounds like a description of the Christian life. God has shown you what is good, and it's quite simple. God wants you to do what's right and fair, to love kindness,